Live from Los Angeles, it's the Life Changes Show.
Look at the bright lights. Look at the bright
lights. With tonight's guests from Edge Visual, Ed Dawson Taylor and Jackie Cooper.
Look at the night sky. Look at the night sky.
And musical guest King James. I am Mark Leger, and now your host, the MC, the Master of Change, Filippo Voltaggio.
Well, you all know last week we did something big. We announced the Life Changes Foundation, and we announced it with a campaign that Mark started, and we gave a computer to a family that needed one. It was all one thing, one random act of kindness, beautiful random act of kindness that led to another one and another one. And it's just, the story just keeps getting better and better. And so with that fresh in my mind, I was on a plane this morning coming back to LA, and I was one of the last people on a Southwest flight. So you know what that means, those of us who fly Southwest, that means there are no aisle seats left. So it was just pick the nearest middle seat that you see. Well, there were no middle seats up until I get to one point where the flight attendant was standing in a seat. And I said to her, is that an aisle seat? And she says, no, as soon as I move, this young lady is going to move into the aisle. And I said, oh, well, I'll take the middle seat. And the young lady that was sitting in the middle seat while the flight attendant was standing in the aisle seat, letting everybody go by and helping people with their luggage and all, she said, well, I'm petite, so I don't mind sitting in the aisle. And I looked at her and I thought, wow, who does that? That is so cool. And I said, oh, no, you don't have to do that. And she said, no, really, it's really okay. And so I took the aisle seat and I thanked her, of course. And then I took out my card and I handed it to her. And I said, this will probably be on tonight's show because this is a beautiful random act of kindness. And I told her about the foundation and all that. So it just, the story expands. And so I don't know if anybody's out there listening to this thinking that, oh, I can do that someday. I'll give up my middle seat for somebody. I don't know. It could happen. It happened to me. So anyway, so it's all about expanded thinking. If there's one thing that we talk about with the recalibration, or even in my book, I get interviewed by people, what are you hoping people get out of The Little Dog That Could? And I say, an expanded way of thinking, and it just thinking beyond what we can currently see or who we currently think we are. And that's what the recalibration is about. That's what energetic alchemy is about. That's what Little Dog That Could is about. That is about what Life Changes is about. And that is about what our show today is all about. This is such a fascinating subject to me, and obviously to many. It's one of the fastest growing mediums in the world right now. We're going to be talking about, well, a lot of things, but virtual reality and how we can actually see beyond what we can see. I mean, this is like, what a perfect combo to be able to expand. And so I'm so looking forward to this conversation with Ed Dawson Taylor and Jacqueline Cooper about expanding. Well, actually, they make it easy for us. Well, I'll leave it at that. They'll explain. And then a little later on, James Golding, also known as King James, is a singer, songwriter, and a rock star in so many ways. Can't wait to have him on to share his music and a bit of his story, all on the Life Changes Show right after this.
You are listening to the Life Changes Show, live from Studio NoHo on the BBS Radio Network. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as Marianne Williamson, Gary Anthony Williams, Sharon Stone, and Alex Gray on our archive page at lifechangesshow.com. Or you can visit us online via Twitter at Life Changes Show and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
We're back. I'm Filippo sitting here with Mark. And Mark, the expanded conversation started with Dorothy and with you, pretty much.
Well, as we said, the whole idea of the foundation is just taking the way that we have been, but continue to grow to be and move it forward and create a movement. So you moved it onto the plane, which is, is great. Well, but the idea of expanded thinking almost sounds too high-minded. It's simply reaching an awareness of being in service to others and letting go a little bit of yourself and getting out of the take mentality and getting into the give mentality because it feels good. Mm. And for some, let's start to realize that giving up that middle seat, you know, may feel just as good as, you know, whatever other experience they may have manifested. And I think about people, you know, in traffic, because LA, there's a lot of traffic, and how suddenly, you know, sometimes getting that extra car length is so important to people that they'll cut you off or that, you know, they get upset or whatever the case may be, rather than if everybody was in a mindset to kind of allow the other to go and merge properly. And, you know, those simple things, I think, is really kind of the energy of the movement that we talked about.
You know, I do you know anybody that does virtual reality? Because maybe we can create something that people could actually visualize. People being nice to each other in traffic, people being nice to each other on the street of New York.
I have
LA.
some contacts. I think that would be a virtual a kindness app is a great idea.
Oh.
Maybe we'll talk about that today.
I think we just invented something here.
That's a random app of kindness.
Ba-da-boom, and children could watch it. Oh, you get points every time you create a random act of kindness in the virtual reality-like game. We are calling this show On the Edge of Reality. Mark, again, great title. Thank you very much. On the Edge of Reality with guest co-founder of Edge Visual and senior CG artist. That's what CG is?
Computer graphics.
Computer graphics, okay.
Yeah. Creative genius.
It's funny because I should know that, but then all these things came up in my head. So computer graphic artists for major motion pictures, we could talk about those hopefully later, TV and live events. And so Ed Dawson Taylor is here with us. And Jacqueline Cooper is going to join us in a little bit. She's also co-founder of Edge Visual and visual director for movies, TV, commercials, music videos, and live events. So great to have you here, Ed.
Thank you. Thanks very much for having me. It's an honor to be here.
Yeah, okay, so I have to ask you, every time we connect, and I haven't had the experience yet of getting to experience all of what you do, but you're always thinking like beyond what normal people think. You know, it's just like, were you always like this as a kid?
I think so. Well, I definitely was trying to pull things apart and understand them deeper than as they appeared, and mechanically trying to understand things. And I think also as I grew up a little bit with thought and trying to figure out my brain and figure out the world, and yeah, definitely.
Which you've done all that now.
Sorted, yeah.
Got it sussed. Good.
And you've created a visual game. What the world is going to be like. Hey, that's another one. So what I don't understand is how you grew up here with an accent like that. How'd that happen?
I've just been working on it for a really long time.
Well, it's very good.
I feel like I'm getting there.
It's very convincing. You thought, I can't just be a normal American. I've got to have an accent. No,
absolutely.
Okay. So, of course, you're not from here.
That's true.
So, tell us where you're from.
From London, originally. And I've been here for about 5 years, but I grew up in South London. Actually, a town called Croydon, which is just kind of tucked on the bottom of London. I'm very happy to be here in California.
And were you doing CG work there before you came here?
Yeah.
Have movies there and things like that?
Yeah, actually, the industry in London's it's a little bigger than Hollywood these days.
Really?
Yeah.
Whoops.
they have a big tax break in London that's been causing a flow of work going that way for a little while. So they've really strengthened over the past 10 years.
Really?
Yeah, they have a really strong industry there.
Wow. Okay. And you came here for what, though? It wasn't for this industry, per se.
No, I came here following a woman.
Flowing flowing a woman?
Perhaps. Following.
Following, okay. Yeah. And that, are we allowed to say who that woman is?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, okay.
I'm happy to. Yeah, it's Jackie Cooper, the co-founder of Edge Visual. She's also my wife.
And who also happened to be in CG?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we met randomly in a pub in London and spoke for, we had about 10 minutes when we first met, but we kind of got around to that pretty quickly that we worked in the same industry, but we weren't there with people we knew or anything. We just met by being in the same piece of space.
Oh, wow. That's bizarre. I mean, I know you both. I just assumed you both met through the industry.
No.
That's amazing.
We met through being drinking in a bar.
It works.
It does work very well, especially in London. Yeah, we just so happen to have a lot in common. One of the things being that we do the same work. Also, we've done a lot in the Burning Man community and both had very similar interests in travel. And yeah, we got on very, very quickly.
But you're not in the same, like you have complementary skills, right? You're in the same industry, but you have different, they come from different expertise.
That's right, yeah. Right. Yeah, Jackie's a 2D artist and I'm a 3D artist. So between us, we kind of...
you're 5D. When
you put 5D, exactly. Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
Well, actually, in a sense, yes, because knowing both of the two of you, when you're creating the 3D work, you're actually bringing it down from whatever you're envisioning.
Us or the director or whoever we're doing it for. Sometimes it could be our own creativity. Sometimes it could be for someone else's vision that they've done a lot of work with and they've got quite specific with, and we'll be kind of realizing that vision or helping them. But the creativity spans from a really clearly spelled out thing all the way to something that's a rougher idea, or sometimes our own ideas. We've created our own content as well, and even released an app in VR, which is on Google Play, which we made entirely ourselves, and sometimes we'll do that.
So before we get into the actual work and what it means to those of us who don't do this work but reap the benefits or the experiences that you create for us, this show is about life changes, and we know everybody goes through life changes, but you all had some pretty interesting things. Now, like if we get a chance to, when Jackie gets here, we can talk about her car accident that changed her. And I think this is important because people have things happen to them all the time, good and bad and what they think is indifferent. However, they don't necessarily change because that happened, right? Sometimes they go back to being the way they were. But it seems like every time you all have something happen to you, it you take your whole life to the next level. So could we talk about just a couple of those? Because I think they're really significant.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So, which ones do you want to mention? Because I have got a whole list of them.
Sure. One thing we were just talking about, which was I wandered into a bar in London and saw this beautiful girl, and my life changed in the space of 10 minutes. It's now nothing like it used to be. I got to know very quickly that I really wanted to be with her, and within 3 months asked her to marry me, and within 8 months we were living in the US. Life was just nothing like it used to be. It changed. Talk about life changes, it changed completely in every way.
This doesn't just happen in the movies, evidently.
No, but the interesting thing, or one of the interesting things about it, was that three weeks before I met her, I decided that life was great, but it wasn't exactly, it was something that needed to be different. I wasn't sure what it was. I kind of asked the question and thought about what kind of life I wanted, and it was different to the one I had. And so I thought, well, what would that life be like, and who would be in that life? And I thought very, very precisely through that and kind of made a list of the things that I would want in it. And it's crazy because they're all here right now. And I went through all the things that I would want in a person, and she turned up 3 weeks later.
Wow.
Yeah. And it was pretty amazing.
Well, and that's the interesting thing, too, as I'm watching Ed Visuals grow, and you all seem to be manifesting one project after another and exciting things that the world has never seen before that I know we can't talk about, which is exciting. That we, it's just really great. But there will be things that we can talk about and today, and then there'll be things that we can talk about later on. But in the meantime, let's put it on pause so I can find out what we're talking about, what we can't talk about, when we come back. And then we'll talk about some awards you guys got. I mean, so much exciting stuff. And so thank you for being here. We'll be right back with Ed Dawson, and hopefully Jackie will be able to join us in the next segment as well. And then a little later on, music by King James, all here on the Life Changes Show after this.
Listen to these words. He would not be beat by forces too fierce for man, woman, or beast. As the going got tougher, his courage increased. It's a little story with a big message, a message that speaks to children of all ages. It's about believing in yourself, overcoming obstacles, and never giving up. It's been called a masterpiece, one of the finest children's books ever written, and a true children's classic. Shadow Stevens has been called Dr. Seuss for the 21st century. His big little book, The Big Galoot, is a story about bullying. Bullying has become an American epidemic, and the Big Galoot talks about it in a way that will touch the heart of a child of four and a grandfather of 104. It's the story of a little boy with size 42 hands, the biggest hands anyone has ever seen, and the kids laugh at him. Then the laughter turns mean. They mock him and trip him, and much worse. But throughout it all, Warren Galoot says, "I'm a galoot, but I have good luck. You can't get me down. I never give up." A second grader named Chandler said, "I thought it was the best funny book I have seen in my life." And we agree. Whoopi Goldberg said, "This is a great story. Bravo, Shadow." The Big Galoot is available now as an ebook exclusively on Kindle Fire on Amazon for only $3.98. We strongly urge you to get it for your children, your children's children, or as a gift to yourself. Its message speaks to all of us. Have good luck and never give up. Go to Amazon.com and search for The Big Galoot by Shadow Stevens.
You are listening to The Life Changes Show, live from Studio NoHo on the BBS Radio Network. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as The Green Children, Dan Millman, Hot Rod Fuller, and Mike Marino on our archive page at lifechangesnetwork.com. You can also follow us online via Twitter at Life Changes Show and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
We're back. I'm Filippo, sitting here with Mark and our guest, Ed Dawson Taylor. Now, he is many things, as I mentioned earlier, a technical creative director. He has clients like ILM, Disney, and Digital Domain on Blockbuster, and has worked on blockbusters such as Jurassic World and Jungle Book, and the list goes on. And isn't that cool? He recently won the Microsoft HoloLens Visual Design Award for creating an experience in augmented reality. I mean, this is beyond me what can be done. And so can we talk? Well, first of all, I have to say, I can't imagine going to the movies without all of the effects that happen. And so here are the people that make this happen. So first of all, let me ask you, how does that feel?
Awesome.
Do you sit in the theater and go, I did that?
No, I mean, sometimes it's really difficult to not be analyzing the things that are on the screen in front of you, because you spend your whole life trying to perfect these images. Sometimes it can be really difficult to not do that, to overanalyze the things you're seeing. But recently with the Jungle Book, it was one of the first times I think I've ever sat and watched certainly some of my work where I've let that go and just enjoyed it, because it ended up coming out so well that that's when it's done really well, is when you don't see it and you don't think about it, even if you made it. But I don't know. Yeah, sometimes if it's a really something like Jurassic World, which I got to work on, that was a really really amazing experience. I mean, Jurassic Park was the reason I got into the whole industry in the first place.
Oh, wow.
When I was 13 and I saw the movie, I said, that's what I want to do.
Wow.
And however many years later, having the opportunity to go work on that movie, not only was being there at ILM an amazing experience and so cool to rub shoulders with the people who invented the industry, but also, when I saw the movie in the end, I was like, yes.
Yes.
It did it.
Wow. I mean, at 13, you said, that's what I want to do. Then not only are you doing it, but you ended up working on that film, the version of that film years later. And then 3 weeks before you met Jackie, you wrote a list of what you wanted your life to look like. And then you met Jackie. I'd love to read his list today of what that includes going forward. That's
included hair color.
Okay. Well, Jackie, great to have you join us.
Yeah, Jacqueline, hi, how are you?
Cooper, we're great. Always good to see you. She's also a visual creative director and, as we mentioned earlier, co-founder of Edge Visual. She's worked on movies and TV commercials and music and TV in general, videos, live events, and gosh, that'd be fun to talk about the live events. And movies like Harry Potter and Tron, and so the list goes on there too. So what does it feel like to you to be watching yourself on screen, in a sense, what your work?
I take a lot of pride in it, actually. I remember the first time that Tron came out, and I gathered a big group of my friends, and my sister actually flew out to California, and we all went into the theater together, and I reserved a big block of seats, and we all sat and watched it, and at the end, everyone was, like, clapping, and it was, you know.
And then we wait for your name to come up,
holler. Wait for the name. It's towards the end, normally, but you wait through the whole thing and watch your names come up, and it was just a moment of pure joy in my life.
You know, what I love about this moment is that we can still get giddy. I mean, we've know some of the top musicians in this industry, some of the top, you know, visual, well, you guys, and you know, some people still can get giddy about, yay, I'm doing this.
Absolutely.
Right? Absolutely. Yeah. After all this time, I still feel the same.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome. So we were talking earlier about things that change our lives. You had a car accident and you allowed that to change your life. What can we say about that?
So I was actually interning for Roger Corman, and I was on the production side, and I was actually being a PA on some show called Earthshaker, and so I was going to go into production. I wanted to become a director of photography. I was really into the production side, and I was hit at San Vicente Boulevard, and it just completely, I got a concussion, and all the muscles from my neck down to my lower back were damaged, and I couldn't raise my hand above my head. And I was in physical therapy for a year.
Wow.
My entire senior year of college was basically three, four times a week of physical therapy.
Wow.
So, I just took it one step at a time. I realized that, you know, first of all, I gained a newfound respect and love for my body. Mm. And I just did it, you know, one slow step at a time. I healed myself. And when I graduated, I realized that I probably couldn't hold a camera or be on the long-houred production set anymore. So I switched to post-production. And I've never looked back.
And you love it.
And I love it, yeah.
Interesting. And how did you get to London, to this, and how did you get to this
to
bar?
This pub.
To the London pub, the infamous London pub. So I basically was there. I was actually trying to set up another friend of mine. It was the only time I ended up wearing a dress the entire time that I was in London. I was there trying to set up my friend who... She was this gorgeous Asian girl with a London accent, and she said that in theater there were no guys who weren't gay, and she hadn't gone on a date in 6 years. And I really felt for her when she said that, so I said, you know what? I only work with men. I'm the only woman who works with only men. So I took her with me, and as I predicted, just an entire crowd of men just surrounded her. And I was sort of watching the whole thing happen, you know, nursing the last of my cider and was thinking about going home. It was towards the end of the night. And I turned around, or actually, and then Ed turned around and said, "Hello." And that was,
a little cheesy.
That was your kind of cheesy hello. That was your opener.
That, was,
that
yeah.
was worth hello. The show, right?
That was my line.
Was that the first time for you to wear a dress as well?
No.
Okay.
Many times.
Wow.
Many times.
I'm glad we're all such good friends here. And, you know, and I'm actually, you know, because I wasn't sure. We haven't had a chance to chat. We've all been so busy. I've been out of town. You've all. And so, and you all have been out of town, actually, as well. And so I wasn't sure if we could talk about the two of you being in business together and in love together and all of that, which I think is exciting because that there's this model here. You know, someday I'm sure you could write a book.
Huh? Yeah, maybe. I mean, we've worked together quite a bit, and I didn't know what it'd be like beforehand, but it's been great. It's been really amazing, very bonding experience, and knowing each other so well, we know what our strengths and weaknesses are that much more, that we can support each other in both areas. It works really well. We spend a lot of time together. It's a good thing that we get on so well.
Yeah, I feel it's quite seamless, actually. I feel like we know each other so well that we just automatically fill in the parts that each other needs, and it just flows without any problems.
See, it's 5D. I told you.
5D, right. You're going for 16.
Well, so can I say at least that, like, we're working on something together? Can I say that much?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, that
absolutely.
Much I can say?
Absolutely.
Okay, we're working
definitely
on something.
Collaborating.
Very,
very
exciting
lucky
together.
To be excited yes. to be collaborating with
oh,
you.
Oh, well, yeah. well but talk about 5D, and this is like the expanded thinking. It's not just about how cool there's this talent in the room. That's cool. But the part I get excited about is how cool there are these conscious beings, loving beings in the room who happen to have this talent. Do you know what I'm saying? So it's like it's that expanded view of all of this. And so this is this is why I say I love the fact that we could talk about the two of you being in relationship together and working together, because in a sense we choose to be in relationship together with all of you as well and with everybody that we're working with, because it's more than the work. It's yeah. how we feel with each other and, you know, and...
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I feel like we're here because we have the same kind of mission for our work. And whilst we've come through avenues trying to learn skills and achieve dreams, like working on the movies we've wanted to work on, we've come through that and to a point where we want to use our skills to inspire people in the way that we want to. And it's a really interesting journey, a little bit like coming up with the list of things that I wanted in my life that time. Mm-hmm. It's been a sort of similar process with the business, starting the business. We've started it and wanted it to succeed, but we also have a list of things that we want it to do. And it's not just that we would necessarily take whatever comes our way. We want to guide it towards the kind of work that we want to do. And it's led us to some really interesting partnerships and creative projects, like the VR butterfly experience we created, which was to promote the monarch habitat destruction and give people an experience of the beauty of being in amongst the monarchs. We really try and target our work to areas we feel are important, particularly environmental, social, and we've done some work with Alex Gray, a fairly well-known artist.
Yes,
who I think has been on this show too, which is inspiring people in the way that he does. And we've had the privilege of working with him as well, and really just trying to bring up more opportunities like that. And I feel like somehow that's what led us to meet and be able to collaborate with you on your mission,
because like a work of art coming together.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Well, you all do events, you all do all kinds of things, and so people could reach you at edgevisual.co, right? And that's,
yes,
Edge, like EDGE,
yep,
and then visual, visual.co. And so they can get on your list that way, and they could be invited to things, and they can learn more about you and contact you, that kind of stuff, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Right.
Well, when we come back, I definitely, from the live events to the, you know, to the this the butterfly experience and then movies, you know, there's so much we could talk about, but really want to either touch on that and then see where VR is going, if you can give us a glimpse into the future. Obviously, you have the future. You've probably written it down for us. So when we come back, tell us a little bit about what's on your list for future. When we come back with Dawson Taylor and Jackie Cooper, and a little later on, and not too long from now, actually, James Golding, otherwise known as King James, will be singing and playing for us here in the studio. Looking forward to all that right after this.
The Little Dog That Could is the fantastically true story of a man and a little dog that came into his life as his mentor to help him understand the world beyond his human senses and to experience life, love, and healing beyond his human understanding. Best-selling author Filippo Voltaggio, who currently hosts the highly regarded Life Changes show, is an internationally known singer, speaker, and life coach. Filippo offers up his own story, how one little surprise package in fur and four legs transformed his life unexpectedly forever and furthered his path of self-discovery. In The Little Dog That Could, Filippo brings to life the meaning of the adage, when the student is ready, the teacher appears. Through the reading of this book, you will experience the journey of real miracles that transcend time, space, and logic while gaining practical tools that will help you navigate your way. The Little Dog That Could is available through Amazon and Barnes & Noble. For more information, visit thelittledogthatcould.com. That's thelittledogthatcould.com.
You are listening to The Life Changes Show, live from Studio NoHo on the BBS Radio Network. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as Mariel Hemingway, Shadow Stevens, Gary Zukav, and Kyle Cease on our website at lifechangesshow.com. You can also follow us online via Twitter at Life Changes Show and at Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
We're back. I'm Filippo, sitting here with Mark and, of course, our guests, Ed and Jackie, Ed Dawson Taylor and Jackie Cooper, or should I say Jacqueline Cooper.
Most of my friends call me Jackie, but you can, you know,
pick what
you like.
I like Jacqueline, too. And I like Edward, actually. Edward. It sounds so...
It just feels like I'm in trouble.
It sounds regal. It feels like you're in trouble.
On a King James sort of
yeah,
day. So
yeah, this, yeah. Right.
Edward.
Yeah. Edward's
wow,
Edward.
You said that with certainty.
And Jacqueline.
Yes, I am Edward.
You can still call me Filippo.
Thank you.
And Mark? Marcus?
Yeah, Marcus will work. Sure.
Okay.
You know, before you go into talking about the future of the space, for those that don't understand exactly what virtual reality is, or augmented reality for that matter, maybe explain a little bit of what the environment or the sector is.
All right. Well, I'll start with virtual reality. When you are in virtual reality, it's kind of an umbrella term for, you can have 360 video, you can have stereo, you can have live happening in real time, but all of them are kind of an umbrella term for when you put on a headset and you stick it over your eyes so you can't see anything, except for you're then suddenly in a world that any direction you turn, it's actually turning with your body, so that you are actually in an entirely new universe of someone else's creation. And I find it completely enamoring and exciting, and the thing that I love about it, and this is a term that's been coined for a while now, is it's a big empathy box. And that's what I love about it, is it gives you this ability to see things from another person's perspective.
Oh, wow.
In the first person. And so I feel like there's so many opportunities because of that for you to really get to see someone else's world, someone else's heart, someone else's art, someone else's, you know, like the environment, you know, the education,
wow.
You know, being able to get to see tall buildings if in a you know, location you've never been before, and really get an idea of what history is like. You know, just the ideas and the opportunities are endless to really to really step into someone else's world, someone else's life, a piece of someone else's life. And I find that completely fascinating.
Oh, yeah. I do, too. I think a lot, most of us might. So that's VR.
Yeah, that's
virtual
VR.
Reality.
Yeah. And
It's incredible for that ability to be able to transport into a person's perspective and really see, you know, you can way more than you used to be able to see how life changes in someone else's life. You know, you can see what happens in the war in Syria and understand way more than you would from a screen what it's like to be in that environment, maybe care a little more.
Wow.
AR, augmented reality, is having a layer of something on top of what you can already see. And a lot of the times that's using a headset, but it could be using a phone or a tablet or some other device. So you would move around as you do normally, and you would see something that doesn't exist over the top of reality, a bit like a hologram, a bit like Princess Leia in Star Wars. It's, you can see it there and it stays where it's supposed to be, but it's not real. So it's a hologram, if you like. And you could be seeing it through a window, if you hold up your phone, you might just see that window into the world with the graphic overlaid inside that device. Mm-hmm. Or using something like the HoloLens made by Microsoft, you can wear the headset, so wherever you see, the holograms are tracking.
This is for which you won the award for.
Yes, yeah.
That's pretty cool.
It was awesome. Yeah, really fantastic experience that Microsoft put together, and had the opportunity to go and work with the technology that wasn't available to the public and make something in the period of 2 days in a warehouse in downtown LA. And yeah, we ended up winning, which is amazing.
So if we had those kind of lenses, or if we had a screen that had a camera, it has to have a camera right on the back of it or something. So like a,
it has a number of cameras that track the environment. They basically scan the environment.
Okay.
So it's making sense of the world you can see.
Okay.
And building up a 3D representation of that world.
Right.
So that it knows the environment and where you are relative to the environment, and then it can place things, and you can control the placement of those things.
So
in,
like we
in
could
that space.
We could see Pokemon here if we.
Yes, you could, if you really want to. Yes, you can. That's a lot of fun.
Of the unlimited opportunities to describe.
I love Pokemon, not for myself necessarily, but for the fact that it's really brought this concept into the mainstream and caused a tremendous amount more interest and money to investment to come into the space, and for people to really be excited about this new technology, which is really transformative. Yeah.
So what do we have to look forward to? We could see a lot more people in the streets walking around, looking for
confusion.
We can look forward to a lot more confusion.
Yeah.
Right?
That's not virtual.
Exactly. Augmented confusion.
Can we paint a different picture?
Okay. More positive one. So I think in AR, technology is moving so fast every day. There's something new. I think we're going to start to see it integrated into a lot more things, that, like cars. And as the headsets get smaller, I think you'll start to see people wearing them and using them for things that they're really useful for, like medical and any situation where you would need to bring up a lot of information or understand something in greater detail. Medical's a great one because with so much information, it's hard to store it all in one person, but you could have a headset on and call up anything you want and be able to see how a heart works in front of you as you're doing a procedure. And just some really
in case you've never done a heart surgery before.
Yeah, just if you're on the street
on the fly,
someone falls over, you could just perform heart surgery.
I can do this. Hold on, let me.
It's all right, don't worry.
Virtual surgery.
Let me put my glasses on. I got this. Has anyone got a spoon?
Future.
Yeah.
The opinions of our guests don't necessarily reflect it.
Perhaps for a trained professional.
Do not try this at home.
But so much more within the entertainment business.
Oh, sure.
You know,
One thing I'm interested in is the social side of it. So if you call someone, instead of Skyping them, you might actually see a full body hologram of them, and they can see a full body hologram of you. And so you could actually like have interaction across the space and bring each other into each other's homes. And that's one thing I'm, you know, Facebook has really taken that one on as the challenge. And I'm really fascinated to see where that one goes.
Wow. I never.
Yeah, they have Skype.
This
within...
is beyond the Jetsons.
it really is. It really is a new reality. It's expanding the way that we see the world on the fly, and it's crossing over so many mediums, like you're saying, Jackie. Right? It's I think that's the most amazing thing, is how truly immersive it is, and how expansive and unlimited. You were talking about it being in the car. And I got the vision of them adding these driverless cars now, and you could put these headsets on and be, you know, roving through Mars or whatever, you know, as you're just riding along because you're not having to drive. You know, just it's unlimited, the applications, right?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. I mean, you could be at home with your family whilst you're driving to work, or with your family in the UK that you don't get to see very often, or just, yeah, anywhere.
You were saying something about Skype?
Yeah, they actually have Skype for the HoloLens. So already that is a thing which you can buy. You can wear, the app is made, and you can use it. So you can be, through the headset, you can see the person at the other end. And they can, whilst you're wearing it, you can both be drawing in midair to each other. You can be explaining things. You could be wearing it. The other person could be showing you on a car in front of you that you're working on. Okay, they'll draw over the area that needs fixing or something, and be on a direct Skype conversation, interactively building something with you, or fixing something. Or
so there could be offices where you could be working at the office at one desk, and next to you there's a hologram working at the desk next to you.
Yeah.
And then next to them is an alien.
Yeah.
Who knows? Maybe soon. Maybe now.
Maybe they're already there.
With a hologram of an alien working next to them. So.
This is why it's so fun to talk to you all. And the one, I was like, how do we fit this in? I mean, there's so much I want to get into. And you, I think we did a good job of giving like little bits and pieces, but there's got to be more. There's got to be more. And obviously there isn't.
I would like to say one thing, and I think this is the unique thing about Edge Visual and about both of you, and why you're so special in this sector, is they have such a diverse... We talked about the technical skills in the industry, but Ed, you're an accomplished musician. Jackie is a former world chess champion. I mean, they have skills that go beyond, which at the surface, you say, well, that's not in the industry. But then when you start looking at the complexity of this and crossing over the different types of mediums, it's kind of what makes you guys special, I think, and the way you work together and the way you see the world. So it's pretty cool.
Oh, thanks, Mark.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's really nice.
You too, Filippo.
No, no, really. Yeah, and you draw too, right? You both do.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, we've been getting into drawing lessons, and we... Just draw together and paint together, and just, I don't know, we just have a very artistic home. Our home is actually, our poor cleaner has to, like, we have, like, just paint brushes and colored pencils and all over the place.
Nice.
She gets to put it back together again every week.
And then you start over.
Yeah, yeah.
Just when they have kids, the kids will have to tell them not to draw on the walls. Okay.
Well, they'll be drawing in air.
Virtually,
exactly. They'll be doing an augmented reality, which is no mess.
Right, no mess.
It's going to be perfect.
Well, this is exciting. It's great to have you both in the studio. You've been here before, but never in those seats on air. And so this is very special on the purple couch right at Studio NoHo. Well, thank you so much. And actually, it was you all who introduced us to our musical guest.
Yes.
Who happens to be from London, too.
Yeah.
Did you know him in London?
It's all been planned this way.
I didn't. It's the British invasion.
It's happening.
It's happening right here on the Life Changes Show. When we come back with our musical guest, King James, right after this.
There are self-help seminars costing thousands of dollars guaranteeing miraculous transformations. There are compelling speakers and life-changing weekend experiences where you can walk on fire. They all deliver revelations that guarantee you'll come back for the more expensive revelations filled with even greater wonder next month on Fiji. We get addicted to positive, heartfelt, expensive theater. What we really need is a jumpstart, an awakening. Someone who can give us a reminder that everything we need lies within. Through inspiration and practical knowledge, Dorothy Donahue helps people get grounded and motivated, inspired and energized. It's not just words and affirmations and the power of intention. It's a mindset brought about by a tangible, transcendental experience, an audio-visual, physical, spiritual experience that helps us realize we transform ourselves. We get tools to become the conscious co-creators of lives of unlimited potential. Find out more. Go to DorothyDonahue.com.
The Life Changes Show is a premier radio show presented by the Life Changes Network, which is a company whose team has dedicated their lives not only to positive change, but to helping others observe and embrace, honor, and even celebrate their own changes, thus enabling a more positive, inspired life and helping to create a more positive and inspired world. From everyday people, celebrities, corporate giants, and children, we are here to help and to serve. With heart, integrity, and experience, we bring our message and positive intent into your lives through the Life Changes Show, LifeChangesNetwork.com, and through guest appearances on other inspiring shows and events. If you wish to learn more about Life Changes Life Coaching, a private consultation with one of us, corporate or live event appearances, or if you would like us to appear on your radio or TV shows, please email us at info@lifechangesnetwork.com.
We're back. I'm Filippo, sitting here with Mark and our guests, Ed Dawson Taylor and Jacqueline Cooper. And we have joining us in the studio, James Golding, otherwise known as King James. We'll find out exactly what that means here in a moment. He's a singer, a songwriter, and I should say probably all-around rock star. What a pleasure to have you here at the studio. Welcome, King James.
Thank you, Filippo, and it's wonderful to be here too. And I just would like to add that I am real.
You are real?
Yes, and physically
Oh, you're not a hologram.
Yes, I'm a
okay. Yes,
and it's wonderful to be amongst the 5D company.
Exactly. Well, and you too, this was the thing. How do we condense, and we're not going to be able to talk about everything, because first of all, you walk in the room and we thought, wow, that's a stylishly dressed man. So then we, of course, know that you've got style in your heritage. Could you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, I grew up on the King's Road in London, which was the hub of music, fashion, and lifestyle from the 60s, 70s, and it was where kind of all the music artists used to hang out, the Beatles and Rolling Stones, David Bowie, and then it kind of transmorphed into the punk era and Malcolm McLaren and Vivian Westwood and New Romantics. Everyone used to kind of put on their clothes and stroll down the King's Road, and it was a whole parade and a wonderful arena to kind of immerse in creativity. And I grew up in the King's Road. My father was a fashion designer, actually invented stretch jeans in the 70s, had a shop called Ace, which was a glam and glitter shop, known as one of the hottest shops in the world, and rock stars and film stars and models used to go there. So it was a kind of larger-than-life upbringing, and it was inevitable that I would be gravitating towards music, being a musician, and fashion as well, which is kind of crystallized in what I'm doing with King James.
Which is interesting, because you were doing music from an early age, right?
Yes.
And yet you still gravitated towards the fashion period, because you did PR for like Jean-Paul Gaultier and other designers. And
well, indirectly through the PR guru Lynn Franks, who I don't know if you know the program Absolutely Fabulous.
But yes.
It was based on her. So
yes.
I worked with her, and I was kind of, again, immersed in that world too. So, yeah.
So you, in a sense, come from this regal lifestyle that you seem to perpetuate.
Yeah, I think I've just realized that.
Well, not that King James gave that away. I mean, but
yeah, it's a long story, but yeah, I think interestingly enough, things have just sort of crystallized and moved and morphed into a bigger plane, and kind of all, I felt that all the rivers that I've been flowing down have sort of moved into an ocean, and crystallizing my music and fashion and a lifestyle and invitation and reminder that actually we all have a regal nature. We all have a royal and majestic and glorious aspect to us. And
nice.
King James is about reminding and encouraging us to dig into that and refine it.
Nice.
And manifest it in the world.
Nice. Now, is your music about the similar beliefs?
I think I write stories. I share feelings and thoughts and you know, and I hope that those may inspire or give hope or love to people that are listening and participating in the experience.
Well, very good. Well, we're happy to participate in what we're about to experience now. What is this song you're going to sing?
This song's called "Won't Forget the Feeling."
Won't forget the feeling.
It's just about gratitude for the people that support and help us and guide us along the way through our ups and downs, and that's what this one's about. But I'm very much about just sharing and people finding their own interpretation.
Well, nice. Well, thank you for being here to share this song. Here is King James singing "Won't Forget the Feeling" live on the Life Changes Show.
Feeling lost and confused, whatever I do doesn't seem to make a difference. And even though we danced and kissed, I still miss the one I loved before. Through the trials and tribulations, the doubts and expectations, I need to find a deeper faith to understand the meaning of it all. And I won't forget the feeling when it's like to have someone like you in my life. You remind me that I'm healing as I'm changing poison into medicine. I won't forget the feeling. You help me taste life's bitter lessons more sweetly. Won't defeat me. I won't forget the feeling. Eating a sweet chocolate bar, feel the emptiness, but I just feel worse. That I'm not in control, and this hunger inside won't satisfy my soul. Gotta burn the firewood of desire to make the flame go higher. Gonna find a deeper faith to understand the meaning of it all. And I won't forget the feeling of what it's like to have someone like you to talk to. You remind me that I'm healing as I'm changing poison into medicine. I won't forget the feeling you help me taste life's bitter lessons more sweetly. Won't defeat me. It won't defeat me. Won't defeat me. I won't forget the feeling. I won't forget the feeling. I won't forget the feeling.
the feeling. I won't forget the feeling.
Nice.
All right.
King James here in the house. Awesome. Here at Studio NoHo. King James singing Won't Forget the Feeling. Now, kingjames.co.
Correct.
C-O. King James, J-A-M-E-S.co is where you can learn more about him and get his music and all of that. Where you're also on, where else can they get your music?
Well, actually, everything's on kingjames.co.
Okay,
and you will also be able to find and experience the King James world of fashion and Silk Scars, which is actually the thing that I've been known for as well, as the guy with the golden scarf.
And, yes.
And the Silk Scarves came from there. But yeah, the music and the scarves and the invitation to live regally is all on kingjames.co.
Well, as a matter of fact, normally with a musical guest, we put a video of one of their songs or something like that. We put the video of your scarf collection for 2017 on the page for our Life Changer. We thought, that's different. And it means something to you. There's a whole, you know, you're wearing a scarf right now, and you were saying how it reminds you and helps remind people to go ahead and
live regally.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's the message of King James, and again, as I mentioned earlier, the invitation. So, yeah, a beautiful silk scarf. These are actually made in England and handmade. Definitely does assist the modern day king and queen, and it's just a nice way of refining oneself and presenting that into the world, and it does create an uplifting response, I find.
Mm.
And there are many, well, quite a few regal ambassadors, live regally ambassadors, who are sporting scarves and finding a kind of a new way of being.
I like that. And you notice when he's talking about it, he's like standing up and, you know, just his hands go and he goes into that regal,
the regal
gesturing.
Smile.
So, yes, it obviously has an effect. So what can we hear now?
Oh, we're going to go straight into the next one, which is this song's called Golden Machine.
Oh.
And it's really about the idea that we have access to unlimited power and wisdom and courage to
nice.
Transform and ride the twists and turns that we face. And so, yeah, this kind of epitomizes that possibility. And I also include the opportunity through our transformations to live like lions and have the courage and heart of a lion, which is actually the symbol of King James as well. We have a lion that's
wow.
there. So yeah, golden hey. Machine, and you know, in terms of life changes, it's I think I've always found that the gold exists in the muddy ponds. So sometimes it's through the struggles and difficulties in the darkness that we find
wow.
the opportunity to shine.
Wow!
And so this represents that. I'd like to dedicate this to all of you in the 5D experience, and to Ed and Jackie for inviting me on the show and being part of the British explosion and invasion.
Exactly. In 2017.
But in this respect, I hope the message of our imperial and invasion is one of positivity and unity rather than destruction.
We're feeling that here in the studio. Very well said. Thank you so much. Well, here is King James singing Golden Machine live on the Life Changes Show at Studio NoHo.
Seeing new ways with whole hearts and convictions. like an arrow shot straight from the bow. Shall we make a move and have the guts to experience the power within? It's like the sun and the moon shining brilliant. How can we lose if we face all the fears and experience the life we've always dreamed? Step inside and turn the key and ride the golden machine. Ride the golden machine, yeah. With courage like roaring lions, let it show. From the center to the core, into the unknown. Striding confidently, the world at your feet, make your mark with bold decision. Like an arrow shot straight from the bow. Shall we make a move and have the guts to experience the power within? It's like the sun and the moon shining brilliant. How can we lose if we face all the fears and experience like lions, kings and queens? Find the beauty in the beast and ride the golden machine, yeah. Ride the golden machine. And we inside and turn the key. We're like lion kings and queens. Find the beauty in the beast and ride a golden machine, yeah. Ride the golden machine. Yeah, I got it, you got it, everybody. We got the golden machine. We got the golden machine. And we roll, oh, 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 roll. We got the golden machine. And we roll, yeah.
Nice. King James here on the Life Changes Show. KingJames.co. KingJames.co. Thank you so much for bringing your regalness to the studio today.
Thank you. I've thoroughly enjoyed it.
And inviting all of us and all our listeners to step up to living regally.
And ride the golden machine.
And ride the golden machine. So what a pleasure to have you again.
Thank you so much.
There's just so much here. Look forward to more in the future.
I'd love to. Thank you.
It's a pleasure. And thank you to Ed and Jackie. What a pleasure to have you two here and to know you and see these exciting things that are happening that you all are touching. So,
well, thanks for having
us. Thank you very much for having us on. It's been a lot of fun.
It was a pleasure. Edgevisual.co, CO as well. Well, there it is. What a show. I feel like I'm on the edge of reality. And I can't wait to see a hologram of me, actually. I don't know. Is that an ego thing? Anyway.
We'll make one for you.
I wasn't asking. I just thought of it when he said, I'm really here. I'm like, wow, what if he was? Okay. Anyway.
You can do the show from home. You
know. No, I love being here. All right. So with that, and speaking of being here, a big thank you to Brent Hahn here at Studio NoHo for making this all sound so good. And
thank you to
Doug Newsom at BBS Radio, our program manager. On behalf of Dorothy Donahue, our executive producer, and Mark Leger, our producer, I am Filippo Voltaggio, your host, saying, as your life changes like ours surely did tonight, we're here for you. Ciao, everyone.
You have been listening to the Life Changes Show on the BBS Radio Network. Listen live every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, and visit us online at lifechangesnetwork.com, on Facebook at The Life Changes Show, and on Twitter at Life Changes Show. Join us again next week as we consciously explore and embrace the only constant, life changes. The Life Changes Network is an entertainment network. The views and opinions expressed are those of the guests and participants and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of Life Changes.